So we've just heard about the story of Jesus when he was teaching in a crowded room. Who has heard that story before? Yep, a lot of you. And it's easy to forget that Jesus wasn't in a church or a temple. He was actually in someone's house. And this house was filled with all types of people. I presume the owner of the house was there and he probably had his friends with him. There would have been those who had been following Jesus and his ministry and probably people that wanted to get healed. And of course, the Pharisees and teachers of the law, these were like the important people that had travelled a long way to get there. And they wanted to see what Jesus was all about, observe, and maybe find fault with his teachings. But of course, the paralyzed man and his friends catch our attention. And they were desperate to get healing. But they just couldn't get close to Jesus because of the crowd at the door. And they heard that Jesus could heal their friend. And so they just had to make it happen. And taking off the roof tiles and lowering their friend down directly in front of Jesus was the answer. And don't we need friends like that? If I was paralyzed, I would hope that my friends would go to those lengths to do that. So like in the story, the world is filled with people seeking answers, understanding and healing. And there are observers and critics, like the Pharisees, who watch on and have an opinion about Jesus. And we've got others who are desperate to bring their friends for healing in their life. And today I'm going to talk about these men, how these men went straight to the source of power, how we can stop observing and call upon Jesus' power, and how we can live in freedom, wholeness, and healing. Are you ready? Because today, you may be relieved to know, if you blink, you're going to miss this, all right? So if it's terrible, at least you'll think, it was short. So I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine, and you may have a friend who is similar. And this friend of mine, she's fabulous, and she calls me her churchy friend. And for her birthday one year, I gave her a little, she's got a Pandora bracelet, and I bought a little church because she calls me a churchy friend. And she wears it on a bracelet, you know, because we're friends. It's really nice. Now, she is not really interested in Jesus at all. And but she seeks out palm readers because she wants reassurance about her future. She carries a little angel on her key ring because she says that will protect her. And when she's struggling with something, she'll go to a hypnotist to help really get to the root of the problem. And right in the middle of her lounge room is a small, cute little Buddha that will protect her. And she'll also say to me, Kim, can you pray for me? I'm going through some stuff. So she covers all bases so that she's got everything sorted. And does anyone know anyone like that? Who's holding a little angel in their bag to protect them? You see, Luke, for this paralyzed man to get healed, the friends of the paralyzed man didn't stop at the door of the house and think, gee, it's too crowded and too hard. We're not going to bother. You know, and they didn't say, look, guys, let's go and we'll try something else because it's just way too hard to get in there. No, they did what it took to get straight to the source. They climbed on the roof, took off the roof tiles, a little frustrating for the host, I imagine, and lowered their friend directly in front of Jesus, who was the source of power, so their friend could be healed and made whole. And I can't help but think, if people would drop their faith knickknacks and sought out Jesus, that they would find answers. And that's my first point. I believe Jesus is waiting for us like he was for those men to come straight to him, straight to the true source of power. So now the paralyzed man who was lowered directly in front of Jesus was face to face with the source that could heal him. And in fact, they all were. They were all there, the host, the Pharisees, and everyone in the house. And they were all in the presence of Jesus. But it says in Luke that the man and his friends had faith. It says that Jesus saw their faith and said to the paralyzed man, "Your sins are forgiven." In that moment, it would seem to me that the man was healed right there and then. And did Jesus need to do more, or could the man now claim the miracle and his new freedom? Of course, there were some onlookers, and they had a bit of a different opinion, and they suggested that Jesus didn't have the power to heal because they said only God can forgive sins. They were too busy observing what was going on with a hint of cynicism and doubt to acknowledge Jesus' power. And I wonder if these Pharisees and onlookers who were listening to Jesus were so busy observing what was going on that they were missing out on the healing and wholeness that was on offer that day. And it takes me back to my same friend who used to come to women's camps that I would organise. And she'd come because she liked the atmosphere, she really liked the people, and she really wanted to support me. And she was, when she wasn't busy helping, she was just observing. And one worship service, I looked across and she had tears strolling down her face, and she didn't know why. And when we talked, she said, "Look, Kim, I'm all good. I'm kind of content. I don't really need anything more. And I've got no need for this. And this is kind of weird anyway. And I don't even know why I'm crying." She was observing what was going on, feeling the sense of the Holy Spirit, yet not willing to ask for more. So my second point is, if we truly want to have God's power, peace, and restoration in our life, we need to stop just observing and call upon Jesus' power. Now, how great are new Christians? People that ask Jesus into their life have a newfound freedom. Their testimony is an encouragement, and they are filled with hope and excitement about the future and about how Jesus has changed their life. And they're keen to tell everyone about it. And like our youth last week who sat here on the couch and talked about their new experience of God in their life. Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Get up, take your mat and go home." How excited must he have been? Immediately he got up, grabbed his mat and went home, praising God. It says that everyone was amazed and filled with awe. And they said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Doesn't even seem enough, really, does it? I've read this passage a number of times and sometimes I haven't even really flinched. But imagine how excited and how grateful he was. Like, this man was paralyzed. He could not walk. I imagine he was never able to walk. It was a disgrace to society to not be able to walk around. And then Jesus healed him completely. And I look around here and I see all the amazing things that God has done to people here in this place. People who once felt hopeless and lonely and now living in the love of Jesus. People who have struggled with addiction and are now free of that. Recently I spoke to Val, and she is in awe of God's healing power over her life, and I'm sure she'd tell you about it if you ask. She lives in the freedom that Jesus gave her, and she allows the Holy Spirit to do powerful things in her life. And this is available to all of us. Recently, I was talking to Josh, our son. He's not here. That's lucky. So he's 18, and he loves God, and he's allowing God to do a thing in his life. And he's allowing the Holy Spirit to work in and through him. And he's just full of the joy of the Lord. And this one day he was telling me, "Mum, I got the joy of the Lord."
oh, it's good, mate.
It is good. But, you know, the 46-year-old cynic in me said, you know, Josh, life isn't always easy and, you know, things can get tough sometimes. And he said, yeah, I know, but I'll always be able to claim the joy of the Lord. And that's true. Life may throw us a whole lot of garbage, but we can always claim the Holy Spirit's power in our life. And even though I was cynical and trying to be a realist, my prayer is that he continues to claim that despite what happens and what life throws him. And I see it's possible. I look at our beautiful Daryl Shum, and Daryl has Parkinson's, and that's no secret. But he does not mope around. He doesn't complain. He continues to live life. He continues to use his creative gifts to create things. And he listens to God's voice and encourages everyone around him. I think of Betty Dawn. She's not here. She has faced multiple trials in her life, yet she is an encourager and she lives with the joy of the Lord in her life. It is possible to face each season in life with the Holy Spirit helping us, despite the heartache. And like the paralyzed man, when Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, and we accept it, right then Jesus' healing power is in our life. And we should ask ourselves, are we living like our sins have been forgiven? Have we forgotten about the miracle and stopped praising him and forgotten about the changes that he's made in us? Jesus wants us to live in freedom, wholeness, and healing that he's given us. And in conclusion, for me, there have been seasons where I have strayed from going straight to the source and I've tried to work out what else could solve my problems. I've been an observer instead of claiming what Christ has for my life. And there are seasons where I haven't lived like I've been forgiven and not claimed the freedom, wholeness, and healing that he has given me. And in these times, I've needed a fresh anointing over my life, and I've had to refocus and ask the Holy Spirit to do a new thing in me. And today, I'm going to invite you to come and receive a fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit. And perhaps it's a first-time anointing. And then in that case, there is a prayer down here that we can pray with you. And we're going to have a team come and anointing will be available. So it says anointing with oil is mentioned about 20 times in Scripture. So we are going to offer it to you today. There is no supernatural power in the oil. It's a symbol that you want a fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've lost the joy, or you've come to be an observer and you need to stop finding other solutions other than Jesus. And perhaps you need God to do a miracle, or you just want the power of the Holy Spirit to be at work in your life. Then I invite you to come. As the music plays, I want to remind you that Jesus has authority. Jesus is the Son of God, of a living God. He's not just a good guy back in Bible times that did miracles back then. He's wanting us to claim the power that he offers. So as the music plays, I invite our prayer team to come and please come forward.
Healing rain is coming down, is coming nearer to this old town. Rich and poor, weak and strong, it's bringing mercy, it won't be long. Healing rain is coming down. It's coming closer to the lost and found. Tears of joy and tears of shame are washed forever in Jesus' name. Time again.